Rereading. Remember that family who lived in a boat, run aground and capsized by the creamy dunes where the plovers nest? Sea, sun, storm, and firmament kept their minds occupied. David Copperfield came and went, and their sympathy for him was such that they pitied him almost as much as he pitied himself. But their story is not like the easy one where you return to me and lift my scarred eyes to the sun and stroke my withered hand and marry me, distorted as I am. He was destined to dismantle their lives, David Copperfield, with his treacherous friend and insipid wives, his well-thought-out position on the corn laws and the Constitution. They were stillness and he was all motion. They lived in a boat upside down on the strand, but he was of the kind who couldn't understand that land was not just land or ocean.